They say that in real estate, the three most important things are location, location, location. That was true even in the 1850s, and it led one enterprising family to settle at the joining of two important trails to capture new business. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
As Catherine McCarty explains, it's all about location.
There were three main starting branches of the Oregon Trail. One was in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and then Independence, Missouri, and St. Joseph, Missouri. Now, the Independence and St. Joseph branches, they joined together just 2 miles east of here.
That fact meant Garrett and Sophia Hollenberg built their home and business near that junction to take advantage of increased trail traffic.
He did have a cattle ranch out here. He also had an orchard. He had a huge barn. It was big enough to house up to 100 head of oxen or horses so that when people were coming in on the trail, if they were driving tired animals, then they could swap them out for fresh animals.
The Hollenbergs also raised crops, chickens, and eggs to feed travelers and could house many people if needed.
Most of the people that come here are surprised by how large it is. I mean, it started out as a log cabin, but when he built onto it, I mean, it has 6 rooms and then 3 upstairs.
Besides the accommodations, there was the all-important tavern.
Which is where the people that were coming in on the stagecoach or maybe the Pony Express riders, they would come to maybe eat a meal or do some business. That's also where the people on the Oregon Trail would come in to buy purchases from the mercantile, because he also had a mercantile there.
But perhaps the site receives the most notoriety today for its time as a Pony Express station. That's next time as we travel the countryside in Hanover, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.